This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Kicking off the third hour of the live Sunday edition, it is Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
We are talking about Atlantic Standard Time, or as really as it's called by most people, Eastern Daylight Time.
Yes.
Because it's the same thing. Eastern Daylight Time, Atlantic Standard Time, same thing. Now, most people believe that daylight time occurs during the winter because that's when you'd want to save daylight.
Correct.
But it doesn't happen that way. Daylight time is most of the year, so going from March through November.
Yes.
That's EDT, not EST. So if you're telling people, meet me at, 7 p.m. EST, just say Eastern. Because then you're referring to both Eastern Standard Time and Eastern Daylight Time. That's the reason that the networks, when they tell you to listen, it's at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Or 4 p.m.
Right. They never say daylight or standard.
Because they don't know either. It's a mess.
Right.
It's a complicated, stupid mess. Let's go to the phones here real quick. We got David calling in from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, close the door, cut the window. I got the good news from Albuquerque. Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I'll take your word for it.
having a felony, being a felon, having gone to prison for a few years, coming out is no longer an obstruction to getting a good job.
Okay.
Here in the state of New Mexico. Yeah, because
I don't know that it ever was, but all right. They do have some impedances out there.
Well, most job applications will say, have you ever been convicted of...
They used to be in the last 7 years or the last 10 years or something like that, but I've heard that they've changed it to have you ever. But also there are some licenses, like florist for whatever reason,
right,
or mortician. Yeah, you don't want some guy who's had a cocaine charge being a mortician. Why?
And
I have no idea.
There are some states where they've actually passed at the state level legislation saying that companies are prohibited from asking that question.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was, I've been, last few weeks or whatever, I've been playing this poker over the telephone with you guys of the my state is worse than your state poker.
All right. Oh, we believe you.
Well, I want to play anyway. It makes it more fun.
All right.
And I played a couple cards. I had a Secretary of State that who's in charge of campaign finance law, and she was taking money from her campaign finance and going to the casinos, like 60 different counts. And playing campaign money at the tables there, and she went to prison to jail for 30 days and had to do a couple thousand hours of community service. And then there was another card I played was we just had a few weeks ago had a senior senator go to prison for what they give him. They gave him, I think, like was it 2 years for he pushed real hard to get a law passed allowing the state to sell a historic building that was owned by the state. And he just happened to be the realtor that had a deal lined up to sell that building, and he was going to pocket $50,000. So that was another card I played. And I was just about to play another card when there was some new news on this. There was they built a courthouse in Albuquerque, I don't know, 10 years ago or more, the Metro Courthouse, the city courthouse, downtown. And the guy that was the administrator of the court and a senior senator, in fact, the president of the Senate, Manny Aragon, and the mayor of Albuquerque at the time, Ken Schultz, and another guy, they had pocketed over $4 million they were able to embezzle out of the building fund from building that courthouse. And these guys have been getting out of prison lately, and the latest one just got out of prison, a guy named Toby Martinez, and he personally had taken $2 million of taxpayer money and put it into his own accounts out of the total, the $4 million that was in total that was embezzled. And he did his 5 years in prison and just got out, I guess recently in the last year or so, and briefly took a warehouse job. But now the public defender's office, I think it's a state public defender, not the county or city, hired him to be a senior, not a paralegal, but a senior paralegal, salary of $41,000. So good news. You can commit whatever felonies you want and get out and get a job with the public defender's office and make decent money right away. You don't have to wait.
Well, there you go. I heard they used to hire convicts to be prison guards right after they got out if they were particularly good trustees. So, nothing new there.
Makes sense to me. They know all the good smuggling routes and such. You know, you got to keep getting them cell phones to the prisoners.
Oh, this is before cell phones. It's Pony Express kind of time. Well, but anyway, it's kind of interesting.
Somebody's got to get the homing pigeons into the jail.
If it wasn't for the government, who would get the homing pigeons into the jail?
So, article here from Deadspin where this... I'm just going to go ahead and say this. Jackass is saying all these reasons why he thinks that Florida moving to permanent DST is a bad idea. He talked about how it's going to mess up my TV watching abilities. And then he says, personally, although he spent the vast majority of the article explaining how it messes up his TV watching abilities, personally, he says, I'm more offended at how out of whack celestial the change would put Florida permanently.
Out of whack celestial?
The state is already on the western edge of the eastern time zone.
That's true.
The Florida panhandle, in fact, is central and would then move to eastern by the current proposed law. Much of the Tampa Bay area, for example, is closer to the 90th meridian than the 75th. Where the sun is directly overhead at noon in the central time zone, the 75th, which is true noon in the eastern.
I don't really care where the sun is at noon when I'm planning out my day. I care about how much light I have in the evening, I guess.
He says, in other words, if Marco Rubio's Sunshine State Act passes, my part of the globe will have to get used to noon taking place at 1:30 p.m. in the depths of winter. I didn't realize Florida had anything that was close to winter.
Or the depths thereof.
Yeah.
Yeah. The big winter problem in Florida is when it dips below 32 degrees and the oranges freeze. But they've got systems for that. Sometimes it gets down into the 20s. They actually had some snow. By snow, I mean small
dusting.
Yeah. It doesn't touch the ground. I mean, when it touches the ground, it melts. It's not, it doesn't dust anything. I don't think there's been...
Then that's not snow.
Yeah. People debate this.
Okay. So in Birmingham, Alabama, where I was born and raised, snowfall, by definition, was 1/10 of an inch on the ground at the measuring station at the airport.
I don't know that from where I am from in Sarasota, Florida, that has ever occurred in recorded history.
He says there are practical non-sports related reasons not to use DST during winter. Parents note concern about the 4 months that kids...
DST, you mean?
Daylight time, sorry.
Yep.
During winter, parents note concern about the 4 months kids would be walking or busing to school in complete darkness.
I'm concerned that kids are going to government schools at all.
So, let's talk about this for a moment, because he also talks about farmers. So right now, this whole archaic thing of kids don't go to school in the summertime because farming.
Yes.
All right. You're worried that little Johnny might have to go to school when it's dark in December? All right. Here's an idea. Have it be winter vacation instead of summer vacation. Little Johnny doesn't go to school for December and January.
I think that they're better off with those school years that are like 6 weeks on and 2 weeks off and that kind of thing. And frankly, I would rather, as a parent, I would rather have 3 days of school or something than or whatever. I mean, figure out something other than what they've got. The idea of stopping school for 3 months in the middle of summer is... it's antithetical to education, because you basically have to re-educate the kids when you get them back.
Right.
They're all confused and befuddled and all that stuff. My son is homeschooled. We're working on basic math right now, trying to get through addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, that kind of thing. And he's agreed to this system. But every single day, it doesn't matter. Saturday, Sunday, the holidays, every day, he does his math before he gets, you know, the rewards that go into that. And, well, there you go. It works, if he remembers. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Pre-talk live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com. Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you,
Johnny Ray,
and Daryl.
I know I'm probably a little more
angry,
excited about Well, angry. That, when I'm angry and excited, really are just collapsed for me. They're together. They just live together. But I think this Atlantic Standard Time issue, this doing away with daylight shifting time, as you call it, Daryl.
DST.
Is just a really great idea. I'd live with being in Eastern Time all year round. But I think that shifting one time zone to the east for everybody is a good idea, and here's the reason. Because you already exist in that time zone most of the year anyway.
Correct.
So if you're in Pacific time, if you're listening to me in Pacific time, and I know we have listeners all around the world, but I don't even know what the time zones are out of the U.S. I got five of them down, and that's the best I can do. And I guess Greenwich Mean Time, is that a time zone?
That's a time zone. There's also Alaskan. There's Aleutian. There's Hawaiian.
Yeah. Is Aleutian and Hawaiian the same thing?
I think so, but they're technically different names.
They do have different names, yeah. So anyway, whatever your time zone is, that if you are on daylight shifting time, you spend 8 months. This isn't an exaggeration. 8 months out of the year on the time zone to the east of where you are. So if you're in central time zone, because of daylight savings time, central daylight time, CDT, is the same as EST.
Yes.
Eastern Standard Time. So wouldn't you be better off? What do you truly gain by being in central standard time that 4 months out of the year that you're on it? Because I just don't see it.
You gain experience of how to change a clock.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt. You just changed the clock on my car today.
Yeah.
I didn't know how to do it. It should have been easy. It was really...
You press the little button that says H
for hour, right?
Yeah.
H for hour, M for minute, S for seconds.
Yeah, it was that easy. But I never touched that button. I didn't know. Anyway. I told him to go die in a fire when he did it. It was that easy.
Mark never touches it.
So, nonetheless, I think that's just it's just a good idea generally. I think this is more efficiency. That's what I'm for. And then once we conquer this mountain, once we as a nation can surmount the stupidity that is Eastern, that is daylight shifting time, then we can go on to implementing the metric system.
All right. So I just want to point out, and it's something that I don't think a lot of people point out near enough, is that the government is controlling your time. Literally, the federal government controls the time of what time it is where you are if you're in the United States. But something that they can't control is a really cool T-shirt. Yeah, I know. Mark, you're wearing a boring one right now. Johnny,
mine's
yours is
too.
Kind of boring. But grab one of those sitting on that counter right there. That's not a boring T-shirt. That is a clever, witty T-shirt.
Now, you don't know what so I'm wearing a sweatshirt right now, but underneath my sweatshirt, I always have some kind of T-shirt with some kind of witty saying of some sort or another on it. And this is basically my
uniform.
Hold on,
Johnny, hold that up
again. Hold that up for the camera, if you will.
For the camera, for people watching the webcam on twitch.lrn.fm, you'll see this really cool, clever, witty shirt. Old school, and it's a guy doing some DJ stuff.
Scratching on phonographs with the
phonographs.
Yeah.
So you want a cool shirt like that, but you're a broke libertarian. You've only got $6, and you will only buy stuff from other libertarians. I've got wonderful news for you. $6 shirts. They have a gigantic selection of witty, clever T-shirts that will make you the most exciting person in your social group, and for as little as $6. And the shirts are sold by someone like you, a listener to Free Talk Live. $6shirts.com. Use code FTL to save 10% off of your entire order. $6shirts.com. Code FTL. So getting back to the Atlantic Standard Time, Eastern Daylight Time debate, the author here from Deadspin, he gave all kinds of reasons about sports and TV, and then says, but personally, I'm more offended at the out-of-whack celestiality of the change pointing out that the sun would not, in fact, be at the highest point in the sky at noon, which I contend it already isn't in most of the world.
I don't think that the vast majority of us operate on, the sun being at high noon.
Correct.
For noon. I think that what we'd rather have is the sun come up in the morning sometime about when we go to work.
Yep.
And, look, I understand that some kids are going to school too early. I can't address that.
I used to have to go down to the bus stop at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Ugh.
School didn't start until 8. But I had to be at the bus stop at 6 to catch a bus that then stopped a bunch of other places and then got me to school.
Did you sleep on the bus, on the 2 hours that you're on the bus?
I wasn't on the bus for 2 hours.
Okay.
Closer to 45 minutes to an hour, but, based on all kinds of weird things, bus dropped us off way early for school.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there were times, it was dark at 6 o'clock in the morning in Alabama.
Well, my mother had to get to work sometimes as early as 6 a.m. and would therefore drop me off at my grandmother's house to pick up the bus.
Yeah.
From there, she tried getting me up, but I just couldn't, if you
right.
people have young, if you have children, it's hard to get them up because they
right.
just need the sleep.
Yes.
She'd just dress me as this sort of limp rag doll and throw me in the car and drop me off bodily at my grandmother's house where I would then,
and
come
then you'd
to.
Wake up at grandma's house. Wasn't levitation and whatnot great as a kid? You'd fall asleep on the couch and then wake up in bed.
Yeah, those sorts of things.
So he continues and says, daylight saving time is stupid. It doesn't save money, and it costs lives.
Okay, good.
The answer is not to move everyone a pretend 15 degrees longitude east, but to stick with what we've got.
What's that? Daylight saving time is stupid. Let's stick with it. Is that what his claim is?
Yeah. That's what I'm reading here.
No.
The answer is not to move everyone a pretend 15 degrees of latitude or longitude to the east, but to stick with the time we agreed to live by on this planet.
Who agreed it? Agreed to it?
A bunch of
I didn't agree
thieves
anything.
And liars in D.C. 100 years ago?
So his fundamental arguments are two that I heard, which were, A, I don't like that the sun isn't at its zenith at noon. Okay.
Yep.
I don't think anybody cares. No one cares but you. Because he claimed that this was his biggest point was it's offensive that the sun is not at its zenith at noon. That was his big point.
Yes.
As he claimed it.
Celestially out of whack.
And his second one was basically some major sporting events, including Monday Night Football, will be messed up when it is held in Florida because reasons.
Right. And what we have is stupid, but let's stick with it.
That's true. But daylight saving times isn't just dumb. It kills people. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's a live Sunday edition. You can give us a call and talk about, well, at this point we're talking about daylight saving time. The number is 855-450-3733. The Skype line is wide open here. You'll sound great. Our username is lrn.fm. Just add us and we'll, you know, approve it real quick, and then you're in good shape. You can call in. You should have, basically a mic and a laptop will work and you'll still sound better than being on the phone, but any kind of add-on mic generally is better. So that's my opinion there. Anyway, here's my opinion on pillows. You can get the best pillow around, and you can try it for 60 days risk-free. It's MyPillow. It's designed to fit the shape of your body, to hold your neck in the proper position. This is so important when it comes to headaches and neck pain and these sorts of things. I've been using it for years at this point. I travel with it. It came back in my backpack, basically the only thing that would fit in the backpack. So I carried this carry-on luggage onto the plane recently. I try not to travel without my pillow because I love it. It's great. Not only will it hold your head and neck in the right position, but you can always also wash it. So when it gets grody, think about your pillow for a minute. Think about dust mites and dead skin and all that other stuff. And how's that going for you?
I need to throw my pillow in the washer.
Right. You always have to do it. Just go check it out. It's mypillow.com. Coupon code FTL. You can get a buy one, get one free or half price deal there. It's MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. Whoever bought a whole bunch of MyPillows in the last couple of months, thank you. Apparently, somebody, it must have been one person, I don't know, I couldn't say, but for whatever reason, maybe it was for Christmas, I couldn't tell you. But we sold a bunch of MyPillows, a lot. We got a big check.
Nice.
MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. And I'm glad because it's a product I'm really happy endorsing because I use it. I like it so much, I carry it along with me. MyPillow.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go to Larry in New Jersey. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, in the Roman Empire, it's a sort of computing time, the hour was divided, the day was divided 20 hours, 10 hours
day,
of light.
The day was divided into 20 hours, okay?
Right. 10 hours of light and 10 hours of dark. So
okay.
They computed time from the minute the sun came up until it went down, then they went to the night. So,
hold on, who did this?
The Romans.
That was in the Roman Empire.
Okay.
So when it was written, Jesus fell on the cross for 3 hours until the third hour was actually from dawn until the sun was set across the sky.
Interesting.
Yeah.
There you go.
So it actually changed every single day. Now, could you imagine getting just that?
No. But I mean, you know, they just figured it out. I've heard that the better computation of time made people more effective, you know, and increased productivity and sort of brought us out of the Dark Ages. I really believe it was coffee, frankly, and its ubiquity.
Oh, yeah. You know how coffee is discovered, don't you?
No.
An Ethiopian goat herder. Saw his goats eating the berries of a bush, and he observed that they had made them, you know, jumpy, and maybe they didn't sleep at night, and so they started experimenting on the berries.
Larry, there's a lot of audio problems, but thank you for the call. It's been a great call. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. Let's go to James calling in from Miami. James, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. Yeah, I don't know if you guys can hear me right.
Gotcha. Yep, gotcha.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much. The thing I just wanted to say real quick about this daylight saving time thing is that I don't know what the guy in the article was saying because I haven't heard the article, so I cannot say whether I'm for it or not. But I'm in Florida right now, and I live down here at the bottom in the Florida, Miami, Florida area. And I can only say that this daylight saving time thing is not only a scam, but it's not good. Here, it's like unless you live in the eastern parts of the county, where downtown Miami, Miami Beach, those places, there are businesses that are still open, like on 7 o'clock in the afternoon and 7 at night, eight at night. But here, it's like whenever we have daylight saving time, it'll be like 6 in the afternoon, and most areas in the western part, the businesses are already out of business. I mean, they're closed.
Closed. When it's daylight out still.
Yeah. And then it'll be like 7 o'clock at night, right? At night. And same thing. And if you're not careful, you can end up missing your favorite TV show. And all I can say is I hate this daylight saving thing. I wish it would just go away. But now we have to deal with this Republican guy in the state that wants to make it like the law or whatever. And I'm really hoping that this guy doesn't do it. I hope that somehow it gets shut down. You know what I mean?
Well, it's the at this point, it's the U.S. Congress. So the Republican House in Florida passed it. The Republican Senate in Florida passed it. The Rick Scott signed it, and off it goes. So you're saying you're in the sort of rural section of like Dade County, and you're out there, you know, and the businesses tend to close a little earlier, so 6 p.m., that kind of thing. It doesn't feel like 6 p.m. because it's still light out, right?
Yeah.
And then you miss out on it?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call, James. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you.
No, go ahead. You were going to say the thing is? Yep, I guess I signaled to him and he's gone.
I think it's hilarious the way I could not, okay, Mark, could not care less about this daylight savings time stuff, but it's an evergreen topic here on Free Talk Live. You and Daryl are always ready to loudly and angrily agree with each other about it. And
I hate changing clocks because it messes with everybody's circadian
rhythm. That's my biggest problem with it,
And it gives everyone in the country jet lag for at least a week.
Yeah, I get jet lag for a day or so, but, I mean, I'm never on time for anything anyway, so it doesn't bother me too
much. You managed to make it here for the show.
That's because he tells himself it starts at 6.
Let's go to Dave calling in on Skype. Dave in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You know, there's this sort of angst since the Free State Project reached 20,000 signers, you know, pledged to move to New Hampshire, and a sense that maybe there's been some drift. But I was going to the Free State Project Forum.
What sort of drift are we referring to? Which do we refer?
Well, it just doesn't seem like there's much of a direction. Maybe there isn't supposed to be. Some people don't think the organization should even exist anymore. And they don't necessarily have much in the way of purpose except for doing the Liberty Forum and Porkfest, it seems.
Yeah. They should be marketing towards getting people to move, but all right.
Right. And I just went to the website because somebody had asked me not too long ago if they were still keeping track of signers and movers. And I'm seeing now that there are 23,778 signers, 4,352 Free Staters in New Hampshire.
So roughly 24,000 signers now, and that's up 4,000 from what? When did we hit 20,000? Wasn't it just
2 years ago?
Was it only two? I thought it was three. Okay.
It was 2016.
That's actually pretty good, pretty encouraging. And if they wanted to do more, right, if they happen to have a little extra in their coffers at some point, they've usually been pretty good with the money they get. So, the thing that really worked well back in the 2003 era was this thing called shadow ads. And I think it was kind of led by a guy named James Maynard in Keene, who was a longtime New Hampshireite before the Free Staters even moved. And
what is a shadow ad?
A shadow ad is he and others would go to, for instance, I think there was an incident in South Carolina where a bunch of students were sort of hogtied or whatever and had their lockers searched. And he published an ad in the local paper in that town where they said, listen, if you don't like the fascistic life you're having, you'll have to come move to New Hampshire. That triggered follow-up publicity by the local media in South Carolina.
Dave, let's talk about this a little bit more, if you'll just hold the line. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. And a one-time very big topic here on Free Talk Live, the Free State Project.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Cash. It's perfect for beginners, and the Bitcoin.com wallet makes using and holding Bitcoins easy. No logins are required. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hey! This is Ricky from Banyan Hill. You like freedom? I do. You like money? I do too. If you like freedom and money, then you're going to love Freedom Checks. You see, over the next few months, an estimated $34.6 billion is up for grabs to anyone who stakes their claim. Yep, you heard that right. $34.6 billion. To get all the details, just go to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com. Thousands of people are already lined up to cash in. Take Doug, for example. He's a 46-year-old from Joplin, Missouri, who's set to get a check for $24,075. And if Doug can do this, I've got a hunch that you can, too. But here's the thing. If you want the chance to grab your full fair share of this $34.6 billion payout, you must have your ducks in a row by May 1st. So don't wait. Get over to www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com before May 1st. That's www.AmericanFreedomChecks.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. It's the final segment here. It's Mark with you.
Johnny Ray.
And Daryl.
And we're... Dave from New Hampshire here called in and is discussing the Free State Project, which is a project to move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to one state, that is the state of New Hampshire. It has been 2 years, more than 2 years, since the sign-up was reached, the sign-up number was reached, so that's 20,000 people. And the presumably... some percentage of that 20,000 people, supposedly all of them, but it took them so long to get to 20,000 that a good portion of those people are dead.
Which is why they're still signing people up saying that they will move.
Yeah, they can do that, but that's something they can do. And I'm trying to summon concern and care for an organization that has banned my radio program from their major events. But go ahead, Dave.
Well, actually that's something that maybe we should be talking about more. Maybe we should be focusing a little bit on getting them to fix that problem. Maybe I should be bringing it up more. I'm sorry I haven't, they have whatever issues they have with Ian, but they don't necessarily have any issues with you or Daryl.
And they were very clear, the petitions to get Free Talk Live banned were very clear that because of Ian, Free Talk Live needed to be banned. And I don't know that I'm prepared to, the Free State Project isn't a project of 20,000 people. This is to be clear. You can participate in the Free State Project by moving or signing or whatever, but the Free State Project is 7 people who are on the board of the Free State Project. They're the ones that make decisions. They're the ones who get to vote. It's not a 501c3 in the sense that members get to vote, unless you consider the members those 7 people. So I feel like there's a large disparity between the organization and the idea. And I like the idea, fine, if you want to move to New Hampshire, maybe that will help Liberty. Although I've been here for 12 years, and not to say I haven't seen some forward motion, but if I had the same amount of forward motion of the next 12 years that I've had for the last 12 years, I'd have to say to 24-year-old younger me, it's probably not worth the move.
So, you know, I'm curious as to what the next 12 years brings, but, you know, I don't know that this idea of moving, of getting enough libertarians in one location has been achieved.
It's the one that's working the best of all the options we've got.
All the failures, it fails the least, yes.
It is unfair that any bystander ever be targeted for something that someone else has allegedly done or said. And so you and Daryl are not even accused by the Free State Project of doing anything they don't like. So it's just, you know, Free Talk Live should be able to come back. Even if they want to ban Ian, maybe they ban Ian, but they should at least not be targeting people who haven't even been accused of anything.
Indeed. So you were making a point about what exactly with the Free State Project?
Well, just the fact that they had made 24,000 even after achieving their 20,000 goal, I think that was significant, and I'm happy about that.
They got 24,000 signers after the 4,000 signers after the 20,000. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Okay, it's interesting.
I had the Free State Project is not normally on my mind, but it has been lately, thanks to Tom Woods. I've got a bit of a bone to pick with him. He's in the Lou Rockwell School of Government Management of the Rio Grande area.
Uh-huh.
And he says, well, consider the Free State. He says that we can't have, quote, open borders, because then hordes will... Then people will come across the border, and they will effect democratic changes towards a socialistic bent in America. So we need to have the government to prevent that from happening.
I think it's a pretty good argument against the Free State Project.
No.
And then he says, and consider the Free State Project. Their plan is to go to New Hampshire and change the government in New Hampshire. And, you know, so... Why should it be okay for them, but we don't suspect that it will happen in other cases? And the problem that I have with his story is that, well, the statement of intent for the Free State Project doesn't say anything about democracy or changing government. And I personally have never had any intention of interacting with the government of New Hampshire to try and change it. I think that's a fool's game. I think you should just let them kind of be foolish, and they'll die themselves. You don't need to get involved with that.
But that's not what the Free State Project is. Basically, it was set up by a guy, Jason Sorens, who's a college professor. At the time, he was a graduate student, with the intention of interacting with the government to create a state where the maximum role of government, maximum role, is the protection of life, liberty, and property. So, agreed, there are voluntarists like you who want to enjoy the freedom that is New Hampshire. They've built your life here, and I'm so glad that you did. But I think that most people move here with the intention of having some kind of interactivity with the government, and either that interactivity is going to have results or it's not. Those results will either be positive from the standpoint of prosperity and happiness, or they won't. If they are to create more prosperity and happiness, people will either want to move for that or they won't, and presumably they will. And if they want to move for prosperity and happiness, and they have not been informed that the libertarian ideas work and why we have prosperity and happiness, they will continue to do the same things that they always did in Massachusetts, New York, New Jersey, and other places, and they will vote for stupid big government politicians of both stripes, and then you will have the same problem that you had to the beginning. Unless the Constitution of New Hampshire is changed, and changed relatively quickly, you're going to have the same problem that any other state has. Go ahead.
We have an open border. You know, there's no restrictions really on moving from Mississippi to New Hampshire. Mississippi's poor. New Hampshire is not. And I've never even seen anyone from Mississippi in New Hampshire. Never happened that I've ever noticed it. So you can have an open border, and yet people will not mass migrate.
Yeah, I don't know that moving to New Hampshire is necessarily going to make you wealthy, even though it has the highest median income of any state and compared to any European country, as I saw one chart one time. But I would imagine that moving here would probably be helpful for a lot of people, simply by surrounding yourself with people who are doing well. Chances, you know, the tide raising all boats and all that sort of thing.
go to where the money is. That's what you're, that's your philosophy,
yeah.
Mark.
I don't know that the money, that the velocity of money is there. Just because people's median income is higher in New Hampshire doesn't mean that, say, for instance, New York City wouldn't be a better choice. You should probably have a job before you show up in New York City. Otherwise, you'll just be living in a homeless shelter. You're going to say, Daryl? No? Okay. So, Dave, I don't know. When it comes to the Free State Project, it's hard for me to get excited about them anymore. The idea of moving to New Hampshire, I'm not gonna poo-poo it. But at the same time, I guess it just doesn't hold the allure to me that it did at one point. And it probably has something to do with my show being banned by the very people for whom I moved here a decade ago. And the idea that the participants of the Free State Project have allowed this small cadre of people who are unelected. I mean, they're they're not elected by, they're appointed, not elected. They have their own sort of hierarchy that they've created on their own. They appoint as they wish. They really don't care for outside influence. They don't ask people for their opinions. No one contacted me and said, okay, you guys have been a longtime supporter of the Free State Project. We're here. We have all these signers. You've been credited with at least a quarter of the signers. That's 5,000 of the 20,000 people. And we'd like to get your opinion on this big move we're going to make. Yeah, nobody did that. Nobody was going to do that. They're the bureaucracy that they were meant to destroy. And that happens so many times with humans.
It's the nature of boards and committees.
Yeah. So most of my interactivity with the Free State Project throughout time, and I'm not talking about individuals, I'm talking about sort of that board. And it doesn't matter who's on it. It's just the way boards are. It's not been positive. And
yeah, I'm not a fan of boards.
From the time that I was asked to MC the first Liberty Forum, but then I was told I couldn't introduce Dr. Paul because I'm a convicted felon. Fine. I sucked it up. I went on. Then I did introduce him later on. Fine. Okay. Like none of these things particularly mattered to me. I'd take my licks over time because I was in it for the group, the idea. The payback was never there. And I don't know. I mean, bad management gets bad results, and I feel like that's what we've got.
Let me think about this.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Dave. I really appreciate it. Check us out in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th Annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.